The draft Southeast Alaska Integrated Resource Plan was unveiled during an advisory group meeting at Juneau's Baranoff Hotel. The Alaska Energy Authority plan recommends completing two power lines that already have some momentum. One would link Cake to Petersburg, and the other would connect Metlakatla to Ketchikan. But consultant Kevin Harper says a region-wide grid is just too expensive.
Largely combination of the high cost of building transmission and the very low loads in the region make the cost of transmission uneconomic.
The plan also says a line across the border to Canada is not worth building. It says reduced power use through efficiency efforts and lowered peak time demands is a better way to cut electrical costs. The Energy Authority's Jim Strandberg says that includes reversing the growing trend of using electricity instead of fuel oil to heat homes and businesses.
That is really, in a rather unexpected fashion, I think, caused their loads to go high. And they've consumed what they thought, in many cases, was adequate hydro capacity.
The energy plan recommends continued work on building or expanding five Southeast hydro projects. They're Angoon's Thayer Lake, Heidelberg's Reynolds Creek, Ketchikan's Whitman Lake, Hoonah's Gartina Falls, and Sitka's Blue Lake. It also calls for a more detailed study and comparison of several other projects before they move ahead. Advisory Board Chairman Rick Harris says research shows wood-powered biomass energy should also be a big part of the solution.
New technologies in some areas, tidal, wave action may be a viable alternative in the future, but we just see that that's one that's proven, well-developed, the technology is well-developed, and so we think that it has an important role to the region.
Harris is Executive Vice President of Sea Alaska. The regional native corporation recently switched to a pellet boiler to heat its Juneau headquarters. It's also trying to develop a regional wood heat industry. Plan authors heard from critics during the meeting. Sitka's Larry Edwards of Greenpeace opposes the biomass focus. Speaking by phone, he says wood burners add too much carbon to the atmosphere, which contributes to climate change. He also says the plan's authors ignored good information on heat pumps.
What would make all this stuff work is underground thermal energy storage, which is a well-proven, well-demonstrated, used in many places technology. You can collect these kinds of surplus or waste energy when it's available and use it months later when you need it.
Others criticize the plan's dismissal of a region-wide grid, which they see as boosting business growth. Juneau's Brad Flitch spoke as an Alaska Native Brotherhood official.
One of the things about the transmission grid we need to also think about, it's not just power going over that line. That is going to bring broadband to every one of our communities. The internet, wireless communications, is as important to our economic development as electricity.
Consultants also recommended changes for SEPA, the Southeast Alaska Power Agency. It runs two large hydropower projects and the lines linking them to Ketchikan, Petersburg, and Wrangell. Energy Authority consultant Kevin Harper says its operational agreements discourage new hydropower development.
The issue is right now there is no provision on the SEPA system for somebody outside of the SEPA utilities to move power over their system. And that is an issue that, if addressed, would make it easier for other parties to come in and propose projects and use that system.
Power Agency CEO Dave Carlson says the system works. He says the agency requires member communities to buy its power before going to another source. But that should not stop new projects that fill power gaps.
Essentially, you can't displace power from an existing hydro project. That makes no sense at all. That'll just cost the ratepayers more money.
Parts of the plan would require substantial state investment, and authors admit other parts could be hard to put into place. But they project it could save the region about $350 million over the next 2 years and more than $2 billion over 50 years. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.